I'm Israel Centeno from Caracas, Venezuela. I've been here from 2010 until now. I'm a writer. I write poetry and short stories and novels. I've been living here in Pittsburgh from 2012. I've been writing about 70 novels, and the theme had been diverse. I think about my work from here in different stage. If you asked me that question 2 years ago, I maybe would have answered you, I would like to write political dystopian. But right now, I am coming back to some autobiography, some memoirs. I'm writing a sort of journey between fiction and reality, and combining these things. I am trying to come back to the short story. My whole world is diverse because I've been writing for 30 years. I could tell you that I wrote poetry, I wrote about gothic story, science fiction, dystopia. I wrote about politics. One of them put me in trouble. I wrote a novel and I got in trouble. I was threatened and I was beaten, and my life started to be under permanent danger. Not only my life of my family. So I had to figure out how to keep myself safe. And the only way to keep myself safe was leave first me and then my 2 daughters and my wife. I could bring they to the United States after a year because they weren't safe in Caracas too. When I left my country, I didn't know that I would be living in Pittsburgh. I couldn't have time to make a plan. I had to leave. In that moment, my sister was living in Houston, Texas, so I left my country and I spent my first month in the United States in Houston, Texas. In that moment, my publisher asked me to go to a Congress of Writers in Barcelona, Spain. And I went to Barcelona and I talked to them about my situation. And they told for the first time about City of Asylum Pittsburgh. When I come back to the United States, I have an answer from City of Asylum Pittsburgh. So in 2011, 5 years ago, I arrived here. It took me almost 8 months. You know, my country and the United States are very similar because my country is always was influenced by the United States. Our economy depends from the very early of the last century, from the oil, and the United States were very implicated in our life. In the good way, sometimes in the bad way. In the good way, we play baseball. We eat hot dog. I love hot dog. So it's not too different. I like this country. I like the diversity you can see in this country. And this spirit that is right now taking place. I get too used to the weather, for example. I feel comfortable living here in the United States.